All right, I don't even know where to start. Talking now with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. And coach, I'm reading Phil Stacey's account of last night's game with Beverly, the second time you've played Beverly in a week, in 2 weeks, I believe, or in a week. And it looks to me like a movie script. First of all, how you doing, coach?
Doing all right. I mean, a little worn out. It was a really exciting game, but really, really just happy and happy for the kids and just very impressed with the way they came to play. It was a really good night for us.
As I said, it looks like a movie script. And Ryan, take me through the emotions of the game, because Danvers beat you guys a little. Beverly beat you guys earlier. What was it, last week?
Yes, last week.
All right, they put themselves together quite a game, and you have to face them twice in 2 weeks, and then they sort of, according to Tim Kearns, when I was getting his email, his text, and so on. Beverly took a 14-0 lead. So take me to the emotions of the game, Ryan, because certainly you guys have had some tough luck to begin this year.
Yeah, certainly have. But we don't want to dwell on that. It was one of the games. Unfortunately, we had one of our captains has been out, Isaac Flores, with COVID. Our other captain broke his wrist in the previous game, Darren McDermott, in the third quarter and finished out. So we had to start with a new quarterback. We put a new kid in the backfield who were both freshmen. And, we didn't know really what it was going to hold for us the day. But the kids came out, and initially we kind of got pinned down in our territory, and they punched two in. But I give credit, they didn't waver, they didn't quit. They just kept on playing and fighting. And as the game went, the tides turned a little bit. And then the last 6 minutes were crazy. And we were able to get a couple of really big plays on a toss pass and then a fade in the end zone to tie it up. And then in overtime, we got a great kick from Aiden Smith, nailed a 35-yarder. And then we got a two-goal line stand, so in third and fourth down to keep them out of there to secure the win. So
yeah,
it was exciting and everything you'd ask for, and a ton of kids stepped up. And it was a great game. And Beverly played really hard, too. And we're real fortunate to come out on top of this one.
You know, there's so many storylines in this one, Coach, and I want to ask you about the chemistry between the new players you had to insert, the freshmen who performed so well, and the veteran guys up front. If they are veteran guys up front, how did that work in terms of chemistry and coordination and so on, especially in that fourth quarter?
Well, I mean, it even starts with a really good junior center at the end. Whalen was out too, so we had a first-time center with the freshman quarterback. So at that point going into the game, if we got all the snaps up, we were going to be pretty happy. I think the line, really, we challenged them a lot this week, and I think they played the best game of the year when they needed it. So it was really, really great to see. I think Andy Cronus, as a senior, too, really stepped up and played his game of the year, especially on defense. And he was a little bit more vocal. He was a little bit more passionate and, like, really, really, you know, he always leads by example in the way he wants, but he really went outside of his comfort zone and really took it to a new level, and I think he was a big difference maker for us in this game.
I don't know if you've had a chance to see the films yet, but, obviously, Ryan, again, I like to focus sometimes on the line play. Offense, you mentioned, the center quarterback exchange and so on and all the other good stuff. On defense, tell me about that. Fourth and goal, for, 2 1-yard stops in the overtime from the 1 yard line.
Yeah, I mean the first one was kind of a collective effort. The kids just fighting off double teams, filling where they had to, and stopping them right there on the 1 yard line on third down. And then on fourth down, we got an unbelievable individual effort from Andy Cronus, who worked off two blocks and tackled the kid right at the goal line, stood him up, brought him down inches away from the goal line. And it was just a tremendous individual effort on that one play by him to win the game. But the linemen in general did a great job. We rotated 8 guys through. So as the game went on, they didn't get tired. They got stronger and stronger, and they really, collectively, everybody stepped up and just did a great job.
Coach, you shut me down very quickly when I mentioned the, tough start. And tell me now where the team is, because this is, a lot of changes for the positive, a tremendous outcome, and, you still have, 3 or 4 games left?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, every other program is going to run into a bunch of different things, whether it's illnesses within the team, injuries, having to put new guys in. The one thing we don't want to do is look at it as like something that's going to doom you or is going to put something out of your control. That, you know, the biggest thing we want to do the rest of these games is just keep getting better, keep improving, like developing more and more kids, having those kids develop more and more attitude when they feel more comfortable with what they're doing. And it was really, on Friday night, it was a great mix of older kids that don't play a lot stepping up, younger kids that are new to football, freshmen, sophomores, really going in and doing a great job. So it was really a collective effort across all four grades and at every position group. And it was just really gratifying to understand, you know, the kids showed how much they care about each other and how much they care about playing for football, for, you know, for their town and their school. And they came to play, and they knew they had to. It was a big game for us. So I was just really proud of, you know, how much they cared and how hard they played. And, you know, it wasn't about individuals. They were playing for each other.
Given the magnitude of what's happened in the last 12, 13 months, Coach, you got to feel pretty darn good, huh, about your guys and what you just said. I mean, you have, there's a feeling there, there's an understanding there that you can't get sometimes in other places. And, you know, being an educator, knowing that that this is working right now, and the kids also understand the value of a higher lesson and so on. So in general terms, I'm just saying you got to feel pretty good about what's going on.
Yeah, and to tell you the truth, if you talk to any of the kids, like Wednesday, Thursday, really, you know, wanted, like, not to call them out, but really wanted to understand, like, that a lot of kids have really come before them and really worked hard to get to a spot, and that they have an opportunity to go out there and play. And, mm-hmm. you know, they did it all by doing the little things and being out unselfish and being tough and just understand what they had to do and do it in the framework of the team. And, you know, we were down after last week's game, but the way the kids came out and we saw leadership about not allowing outside things that happened to affect our outlook on what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. So I was just really, really happy, just more than anything, to see the way the kids played the game.
Well,
the outcome was great to go along with it, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we played a different type of football with a different level of effort and commitment in this game than maybe we have before.
Well, obviously, it's a great commentary on you and the coaches, as well as the kids. Ryan, that's great. Who's next for you guys?
Well, we're going to be playing Peabody next week. So I know they're playing Masco Saturday at 5. So the one good thing now is they won't let you live scout, but you can watch the games on YouTube, on television, in your living room. So that's nice. So we got Peabody coming up, and they're always, you know, good team, tough kids. They got a really good young quarterback that everyone's talking about. So we're going to do our best to prepare for them. And we're excited. You know, we're excited just to have another game in this crazy year, this crazy season.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, get your diet popcorn. I mean, your popcorn ready and your diet soda. You'll be all set.
All right, sounds great.
Coach, thank you so much, man. I'm really happy for you and the guys. Just an amazing win, and we'll talk soon.
All right, well, thank you very much, and thanks for everything you guys do.
Right back at you, Ryan. Thank you so much. Take care. Be safe.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
That is Ryan Nolan, who is the football coach at Danvers High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.